على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه والتابعين.
مركز صحابة، the voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
الحمد لله منشي الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدام، مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. آمن تذاكر جيران بذي سلام، ما زدت دم عن جرام مقلة بدم، مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. أم هبت الريح من تلقائك ظيمات، أو مضى البرق في الظلماء من إظام، مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. فما لعينيك إن قلت كفوفا فمتى، وما لقلبك إن قلت استفيق ياهيم، مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
الدرة الفردة، شرح قصيدة البردة. Today we are busy with stanza number 3. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. So in these stanzas, stanza number 3 in fact, we are going to be looking at two body parts. One is the eyes and the other is the heart. So let's look at the stanza. Allama Busayri rahimullah mentions, فَمَا لِعَيْنَيْكَ إِن قُلْتَ كْفُفَا هَمَتَا وَمَا لِقَلْبِكَ إِن قُلْتَ اسْتَفِكْ يَهِمِي. What is wrong with your eyes? فَمَا لِعَيْنَيْكَ. What's wrong with your eyes? إِن قُلْتَ كْفُفَا, you tell it to stop. هَمَتَا, but it just flows. Those tears continue to flow. وَمَا لِقَلْبِكَ, and what's with your heart? In قُلْتَ اسْتَفِكْ, you tell it to come, you tell it to gain consciousness, come to your senses. يَهِمِ, it just goes into a mode of disaster, it goes into a mode of emotions. So let's go into each and every word. When you look at فَمَا, so this fire, in Arabic, we must know, فَا comes for to give off a few meanings. فَا explains, number one, to mention something in tartib. So this is called fa when it comes in the meaning of tartib. Fa ut tartib, sequence. Adhana fa aqama fa salla, he gave adhan, then he stood, then he prayed. So sequence, tartib. Fa also comes for fa ut taqib. What's this? What's the meaning of at-taqib? If you turn to the verse number 11, Surah Ar-Ra'd, that is chapter number 13. Lahu muaqqibatum. So this is لَهُ مُعَقِّبَاتٌ. Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't say angels come down. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses eloquence. لَهُ مُعَقِّبَاتٌ. For him, there is those who come down one after the other, immediately, quick succession. And what's their purpose of coming down? يَحْفَظُونَهُ. So if you see verse number 11, and that is chapter number 13, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this here. The angels coming down, and these angels come down in quick succession. لَهُ مُعَقِّبَاتٌ مِّن بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ, in front of him, وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ, and at the back of him. Why? يَحْفَظُونَهُ مِّنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ, and they protect him by the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, surely Allah Azza wa Jal does not change a nation until they themselves change. وَإِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ سُوءًا, when Allah Azza wa Jal intends bad, evil for a nation, فَلَا مَرَدَّ لَهُ, nothing can turn it back. Nothing, there is no way to turn it back. وَمَا لَهُم مِّن دُونِهِ مِوَالٍ, and for them there is no helper other than Allah Azza wa Jal. And for them there is no helper other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this teaches us a lesson. We want that change. We are all worried about what's going to happen to us. Which government is going to rule us? Who is going to be in control? Who's going to be our president? Who's going to be managing our affairs? But we've forgotten the true Ahad. Allah Azza wa Jalla is one. He is the one who manages our affairs. And He is the one who is sending these angels down to protect you and I, O Insan. And when Allah Azza wa Jalla decides that now Insan has crossed all limits, then Allah Azza wa Jalla removes this protection. Now you will find all that is taking place. Natural disasters. You will find enemies. You will find leaders, corrupt leaders, killing for no reason, massacring. All of this taking place. Why? Because we, Insan, have changed. So this year, this word, لَهُ مُعَقِّبَاتٌ مُعَقِّبَاتٌ comes down in quick succession, immediately, with no delay. This is the mean. So, فَاُ التَّعْقِيبُ. So, in an example like this, when we speak about فَا, يَا فَمَا لِعَيْنَيْكَ فَا. So, this فَا, we're saying, you'll say, that there is one definition of fa, at-taqib. That means Ja'a Muhammadun fa Ahmadu. Muhammad came and immediately Ahmad came. Muhammad came immediately thereafter Ahmad came. So that's fa at-taqib. You get another fa which is called fa us-sababiyya. Fa us-sababiyya. So what's the meaning here? If you see Musa alayhi salam's strength, he did not intend to, but he didn't realize his strength. What did Musa alayhi salam do? Wakazahu Musa faqada alayhi. Musa alayhi salam struck him with his fist and finished him off. He was done and dusted, but he didn't intend to do so. Musa alayhi salam. Anbiya alayhi salam are mahsoom. They are free from sin. So of course there was no even question about that intention. He didn't realize the strength Allah Azza wa Jal had given him. So Musa alayhi salam struck him with his fist. Then what happened? فَقَضَىٰ عَلَيْهِ. And this was the result that he then, this person then, was finished off. فَا أُسَّبَبِيَّةِ. Another فَا that is called فَا فَسِيحَ. فَا فَسِيحَ. So here it is mentioned, I just explained to you what is سَبَب. سَبَب means the cause. The scholars differ here. Some scholars say, then you will have to add a sentence to then make sense of it. So if you apply it here, if you go back to our first stanza, where we said to you, أَمِن تَذَكُّرِ جِيرَانٍ بِذِي سَلَمْ. So is it because of the remembrance of the neighborhood of ذُو سَلَمْ? Then he goes, مَزَجْتَ دَمْعًا جَرَى مِن مُقْلَتِي بِدَمِي. Tear, this tear falls down, which is mixed with blood from the eyeball. And then we said to you last week, is it because of that? Or is it because أَمْ حَبَّتِ الرِّيحُ مِنْ تِلْقَاءِ كَاذِمَةٍ. Or is it because of the wind that is blowing from the direction of Kaadhima, place in Medina Munawwara? And then further, he then questions and asks, أَوْ أَوْمَدَ الْبَرْقُ أَوْ أَوْمَدَ الْبَرْقُ فِي الظَّلَمَاءِ مِنْ إِضَمِي. Or is it because of the of this lightning that is flashing, striking from Idham, which is in Medina Munawwara? So if this is not the case, فَمَا لِعَيْنَيْكَ, then what's the reason for your eyes in كُلْتَ كْفُفَا that you tell it to stop? هَمَتَا, it continues. وَمَا لِقَلْبِكَ, and what's the reason for the heart? What's the reason of your heart? What's the issue with the heart? In kulta stafik, you tell it to come to its senses. Yahimi, it goes into parishan. It goes into this mode of depression. So this is what you call fa fasiha. Illam yakun kadalik. If it is not because of that, fa ma li ayneka, and we continue like that. So there is fa. Fa ma. Now ma is istifham. You're asking a question. Fa ma. So then, what's the cause? فَمَا لِعَيْنَيْكَ. عَيْنَيْكَ, let's now dissect this. عَيْنَيْكَ, it is the dual form of عَيْنٌ. So it's the dual noun. عَيْنَيْكَ, so there's a kaf at the end. What's that kaf doing? It's giving this meaning, your eyes. عَيْنَيْكَ, your eyes, your two eyes. If you see this word, عَيْنٌ, it is مُؤَنَّث سَمَاعِي. عَيْنٌ, مُؤَنَّث سَمَاعِي. So let's go into it. Your two eyes. Where does this come in the Quran Majeed? So if you turn to verse number 10, Surah Al-Balad, chapter 90, it comes in this exact form, Aynain, where we said the dual form. Allah Azza wa Jal informs, asks insan a question so that you may ponder. Alam naj'al lahu aynain. Have we not created for him two eyes? Did we not create for him two eyes? Aynain, you've heard it. Verse 10, chapter 90, Surah Al-Balad. Alam naj'al lahu aynain. Did we not make for him two eyes? O insan, who thinks Allah Azza wa Jal is oblivious of you, do you not ponder Allah has granted you these two eyes? You feel Allah has no power over you. Should you not ponder? Alam naj'al lahu aynain, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses here the royal pronoun, the royal plural, to say that have we not created for him, insan, aynain, two eyes? These eyes, which is so delicate, the optic nerves are so delicate, but they send such important messages to the brains, sending nerve impulses to the brains when stimulated by light rays from external objects. This is the eye. Alam naj'al lahu aynain. The eyeball, if you see the structure itself, is delicate. Now, when we saw eyeball, we go to the first stanza, muqla. Muqla, we said that's your eyeball. That is the ear, the black part, the white part. All of this is included in muqla. But if you see it's hollow and it is placed in this capsule, which is made up of several layers, structures, it is socketed into the skull, it is protected with eyelids, eyelashes, eyebrows. It's an automatic machine. Try and throw a ball into the eye, your eye will automatically close. The eye will automatically close. And it's got eyelids. These eyelids closes and it protects from harmful objects. The eyelids, it protects from objects which come from the front. If you see, there is eyebrows. All has this word, aynun, eyebrows. Eyebrows, it's on the top. You find crazy characters shaving off their eyebrows and then they draw some weird looking design of their own, and they just alter the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, their own, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted them. They draw some crazy because they feel that their face is some painting object. Allah has created you so beautiful. Why do you want to alter His creation? So this eyebrows has a purpose too. Any dust particles falling from the top, it settles on the eyebrows so that it protects the eye. If you see the eyelashes, it also protects from dust. If you see the eye, it is socketed in such a way which Allah Azza wa Jal has designed the face, the cheekbones, and everything gives off this protection by Al-Hafidh. Al-Hafidh, the protector, which is Allah Azza wa Jal. This design, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ, in the best mold, in the best possible manner. So عَيْنٌ, we said to you, it is feminine. In terms of grammar, it is feminine. So you'll get certain people like inspirations, they will say, okay, the eye is feminine. So we'll say that if the eye is, aynun is feminine. So men need eyes, which is feminine, to see the beauty. Yes, we say this. When you're looking at the beauty of your spouse, your wife, this is something that is long lost in the ummah. Why? Because we're using these eyes to look at everything else but that which is made halal for us. Whereas, O insan, if you protected your eyes, And you did not look at that which is غير محارم, that which is a غير محرم to you, I'm saying. Look at your mother. Look at your spouse. A woman, stop looking on your phones at the different men that are there. Start looking at your husband. Then what would happen? This love would just remain for you and your spouse, because you are spending this love, you're spending this love in such a manner that is purely permissible. You're obeying Allah Azza wa Jal. And what are you doing? You're obeying the Quran Majeed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs. You'll find in other places, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives one instruction to males and females. But for this instruction, exclusively, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in chapter 24, verse number 30, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. Say to the believing men that lower their gazes, وَيَحْفَظُوا, and they should protect their private parts. ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ. This is purer for them. See, protecting the gaze is the protection of private parts. When you've seen something and it looks attractive, now you are just fueling your desires. And then guess what? When you cannot complete your desires, it ends up you are ending up with you yourself pleasing yourself for those who cannot get it. Or if you are married, you are using your spouse for some satisfaction in your brain that is somewhere else. All of this is truthful speech. We have to come to that which is azka. Dhalika azka lahum, Allah Azza wa Jal says, that is much, it is more purer for them. Where you control your gaze. People make a mockery of this. But go to verse 31. Allah Azza wa Jal then gives an exclusive instruction for the females. وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, and say to the believing females, يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنْ, and they should then protect, lower your gazes, وَيَحْفَظْنَ فُرُوجَهُنْ, and they should protect their private parts. And then there's an added instruction for the females, وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنْ, وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنْ, and they should not expose their beauty, إِلَّا مَا ظَهَرَ, except illa ma dhahara minha. And then Allah Azza wa Jal speaks about those places where they can, for those, the maharim, the mahrams, they can show their beauty to those people. The husband, the brother, the father, the sons. Allah Azza wa Jal, you can see for details, you can then go into verse 31, Surah An-Nur. So this gaze, the purpose of marriage is this, yeah, that it lowers your gaze. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said. So this eyes, it's a treasure, and nothing go and see if you hurt someone in the eye. How much will you have to pay in terms of diya? Diya, how much you'll have to pay to recompense or to recover the losses? You can't recover, that's gone. But in to give that heart solace, you'll have to pay some amount. Not just because to give the heart solace, it's a command. Go see how much you will have to pay for each organ. And then too, it's just because the eye will never ever be restored. So treasure this year before it is too late. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq by using your limbs in the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You've got a car. If you spin tires the whole day, what do you think is going to happen to the tires? What do you think is going to happen to the engine? What do you think is going to happen to different parts of that car? Because you're using it for a purpose it was not made for. It wasn't made to spin tires like this. Just because you are in your youth and your prime time, now you want to leave those skid marks on the road. This wasn't the purpose of that car being made. The car was being made for you to go from A to B. You used it for something else. Likewise, similarly, your organs have been gifted to you by Allah Azza wa Jal. Your private organs, you can utilize it in a way that will be ibadah. But then you get some crazy characters who then say that no, you can also do haram on your phone when you are alone. This is those crazy characters. We cannot call them shuyukh. We call them perverts. So that you're using the organs which Allah Azza wa Jal to look at haram filth, because you are in this prime, the heat is building up. So they say release, as is said to people in schools, children in schools, release. We say protect your private parts. This is purer for you. And then enjoy the ibadah which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you. Then you'll appreciate it. But use your gaze, use everything for everything. Now when it is time to perform that which is pure, you won't take benefit because you're already addicted to evil. So may Allah Azza wa Jal grant us tawfiq, understanding. So this word, aynun, mu'annath sama'i, it is feminine in terms of its grammar. So those body parts which are coming to generally, if you see yadun, you see udunun, this you will find it is feminine. And then you get others like arudun, shamsun, nafsun. If you look at this word now, aynun again, it comes in jama qillat. Jama qillat. What is jama qillat? Jam'ul qilla, you say in Arabic. Jam'ul qilla means something that comes from 3 to 10. The plural is restricted. It's called the restricted plural, 3 to 10. And then you get the unrestricted plural. That is jam'ul kathra. This comes 3 to infinity. 3 to infinity. That is. So let's just go through a few. This, how do we determine a word is jam'ul qilla or jam'ul kathra? So jam'ul qilla, 3 to 10, we said to you, the restricted plural. So there are ways. It comes on 4 scales. So let's look at these words. Nafsun, nafsun, and the plural of it is anfus. So when you see the word anfus, 3 to 10, it can't come more than that. So it's on the scale. What's the scale? So in Arabic, you've got scales. So you've got these letters, fa, ayn, lam. So these are just like how in maths you have formulas. In Arabic, you've got scales. These scales, you'll see it was always these words, fa, ayn, lam, is used. And this is used just to demonstrate to you how these scales are formed. So let's use these letters. When we said nafsun, number one, for jam'ul qilla, the first scale. You see a word, you say, you know this is jam'ul qilla. 3 to 10. Nafsun, the plural is anfus. Anfus. You do get another called nufusun. But when it comes on anfus, you know this is 3 to 10 souls. The scale is af'ulun. Anfus, where did we... So apply your mathematical formula mindset and see. Af'ulun. So let's put nafsun on the scale, anfusun. You've got that. So babun. Babun means door. The plural is number two. We on the second one. Babun means door. If you go to plural, abuabun. Abuabun scale is af'alun. So this is another way to determine that 3 to 10 doors. This is 3 to 10 doors. Abuabun, 3 to 10 doors. When any word comes on this scale, abuabun, af'alun, then we know this is 3 to 10. First one, af'ulun. And we gave an example, anfusun. Second one, abwabun. And we said to you, af'alun is the scale. Third one, amudun. Amudun. So what's our scale? It is a'midatun. A'midatun. Amudun's plural, a'midatun. And this is jam'ul qilla. This is 3 to 10. If you sing, it is af'ilatun. Af'ilatun. So there. Anfusun, af'ulun. Abwabun, af'alun. And now we are busy with a'midatun, af'ilatun. Any word that comes on the scale, a'midatun, af'ilatun. So this here means 3 to 10 in terms of plural. The restricted plural, we say. Ghulamun, ghulamun. Ghulamun means a boy. Ghilmatun, ghilmatun is your plural. So what's the scale there we're using? Fi'latun. So once we've got this fi'latun, we can, if we're applying a word, if we see it on the scale of fi'latun, then we know this is jamul qilla. Aynun, when it comes on this, a'yunun. A'yunun. You'll see, if you go to Surah Sajda, chapter 32, verse number 17. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنْ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ. No nafs knows what is in store for them, what is hidden for them. مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنْ, which will bring the pleasure of eyes, which will bring the coolness of eyes. Why is this here? جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. This is in lieu, this is in reward for what they used to do. This is what Allah Azawajal has placed for you. What is it? That which the eye has not seen, that which the ear has not heard of, that which has not crossed the mind, the thought process of insan. That is what Allah Azawajal has kept in store for you. So why must we trade this deen in for something that is totally futile? This time I have it now, this moment I have it now, these eyes I've just spoken to you about, we've got it now. Recite the dua and you'll see a'yun, where we said jam'ul kathra, that means three to infinity. So turn to Surah Al-Furqan, chapter 25, verse number 74. Allah Azza wa Jal describes the qualities of Ibadur Rahman, the servants of the All Merciful. وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ, those people who say, who read, recite, رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنْ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. So you want a happy marriage. You want your children to be the coolness of your eyes. And what is coolness of eyes? Coolness of eyes means that we are solely focused in pleasing Allah Azza wa Jal. What we were sent for, we are aspiring for that. We are focused in that. We recognize our job description is to become Abdullah, Abdurrahman. It is to become Amatullah, the slave of Allah Azza wa Jal. So this is the dua. A'yun, I wanted to highlight on that. رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنْ. And make them, make, grant us, gift us. Hab means to gift. Gift us, Ya Allah, from our spouses and our children, the coolness of eyes. That is what we want to see. Children, you become the coolness of your parents' eyes and make us imams for the muttaqeen. A'yun, we want to focus. Aynun also means a spring. If you turn to Surah Al-Mutaffifin, chapter 83, verse 27. Aynay yashrabu biha al-muqarrabun. So what is aynay? Aynay is a spring. It is a spring. But if you go to the previous verse, just before that, verse 26 of Surah Al-Mutaffifin. وَمِزَاجُهُ مِن تَسْنِيمٍ. It's mixture. Remember we did in the beginning. مَزَجْتُ دَمْعًا. So mazajtu, it is to mix. But what we're mixing it with, that is much more in quantity. Mazajtu dam'an. He mixed his tear with blood, but the blood quantity was more. But this is poets to show you and to denote to you the intensity of this emotion or this particular theme. Aynay yashrabu bihal muqarrabun. So we said mizajuhu min tasneem. Its mixture is from Tasneem. Who is Tasneem? Tasneem is not a female, yeah. Tasneem is a spring. Go to the next verse, verse 27, which we're speaking about. Aynay. Aynun, we said to you, is also in the meaning of spring. Aynay yashrabu bihal muqarrabun. Those who have enjoyed that close proximity, this is for you. Aynay yashrabu. You will be drinking from this particular spring. You will be drinking a spring. يَشْرَبُ بِهَا الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. Those who enjoy that close proximity will be drinking from this particular spring called Tasneem. So must it not be that I want to become the friend of Allah Azza wa Jal, so that I can enjoy all of this. Aynun means spring, we said to you. If you look, Allah Azza wa Jal also speaks in other places. فَانْفَجَرَتْ مِنْهُ اثْنَتَ عَشْرَةَ عَيْنَا. Musa alayhi salam struck and 12 springs gushed forth. So there. Go to Surah Yasin and you see now Jam'ul Kathra. If you look at Jam'ul Kathra, Uyun. Where do we find Uyun? Turn to verse number 34, chapter 36, Surah Yasin. So, وَجَعَلْنَا فِيهَا جَنَّاتٍ مِّن نَخِيلٍ وَأَعْنَابٍ وَفَجَّرْنَا فِيهَا مِنَ الْعُيُونِ. We have made for them. Allah Azza wa Jal in the previous verse describes the dead earth. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we made for them in this earth, jannat, gardens from date palms and grapes, wa'a'naab and grapes, وَفَجَّرْنَا فِيهَا مِنَ الْعُيُونِ, and we caused springs to gush forth therein. So this is the uyun. That is what you call jam'ul kathra. What we did previously was all jam'ul qilla, 3 to 10. But al-uyun this year. So we spoke about this year. Now let's move on. فَمَا لِعَيْنَيْكَ, what is wrong with your eyes, your two eyes? In قُلْتَ كْفُفَا, you tell it to stop, in. Now we come to in. In, it comes in the meaning of إِذَا, or it comes in the meaning of شَرْطِيَّة. If you see in the Quran Sharif, Allah Azza wa Jal says, and if you know, in the beginning of this year where they spoke about all of this, you know, تُفَانُ الْأَقْصَى, the flood of Aqsa. And what were they speaking about? The Imams of Masjid al-Aqsa, he came and he said, he quoted this verse, verse number 190 of Surah Al-Imran. إِيَّنْصُرْكُمُ اللَّهِ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ. If Allah Azza wa Jal assists you, helps you, nobody will overpower you. Nobody will overpower you. To explain it, then he says, so this is not the verse, but this is his explanation and to give hope to the believers. إِيَّنْصُرْنَ اللَّهِ, if Allah helps us, فَلَا غَالِبَ لَنَا, then there is no one that is going to overpower us. And if you carry on, وَإِن يَخْضُلْكُمْ, in the same verse, and if Allah Azza wa Jal withdraws His assistance, فَمَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَنْصُرْكُمْ, فَمَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَنْصُرْكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ, then who is going to help you? Who is going to help you after that, after Him? وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, upon Allah must the believers place their trust upon. So this word in, I was telling you, in, إِيَّنْصُرْكُمُ اللَّهِ, if you, that's what we translate, if you help Allah, then فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ, nobody. How do you help Allah? You help the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is what he's meant. But in also comes in the meaning of إِذَا. Look, if I say to you, إِن طَلَعَتِ الشَّمْسِ لَقِيتُكَ, if the sun rises, I will meet you in. If the sun rises. So there's a possibility the sun may rise or it may not rise. إِذَا gives the meaning, إِذَا طَلَعَتِ الشَّمْسِ لَقِيتُكَ, when the sun rises, I will come to meet you. So here it is confirmed, I'm coming to meet you. When is the time? I'm coming to meet you when the sun rises. The other one is in. Of course, the sun rises at every given juncture. Come to the next word. So, فَمَا لِعَيْنَيْكَ إِن قُلْتَ كْفُفَا, you tell it to stop. إِن قُلْتَ, now you go into the whole definition of قُلْتُ. قَالَ يَقُولُ قَوْلًا. Just to give you a briefing, it means to say, to speak. Right? But it comes in different forms. There's no time to go into the details. Let's go move on. Ukfufa. What's the meaning of this? It means to hold back, to stop. So this ukfufa is a command. It comes from the root letters kaffa yakuffu. Kaffa yakuffu. And if you see, there's an Arabic saying, a beautiful Arabic saying. خَيْرُ الْمَرْءِ مَنْ كَفَّ فَكَّهُ وَفَكَّ كَفَّهُ وَشَرُّ الْمَرْءِ مَنْ كَفَّ كَفَّهُ وَفَكَّ فَكَّهُ. The best person is he who holds back his tongue. And when it comes to spending, he spends. And the worst person is he doesn't hold back his tongue. he lets it loose. When it comes to spending, he holds back. من كف فكه وفك كفه وشر المرء من كف كفه وفك فكه. That's it. So what's wrong with these eyes? You tell it, ukfufa, stop. What does it do? It just continues. Yahimi. It just continues and continues. It flows. And وما لقلبك. وما, we said, and what's wrong? لقلبك, with your heart. Now, there's limited time, but we have to discuss this, the heart. The heart, if you see in the Quran Majid, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions, إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَذِكْرَ لِمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ قَلْبٌ. In this, the Quran Majid, Allah Azza wa Jal is speaking about, Surah Qaf, verse number 37. There is a reminder for he who has a heart. That person, he doesn't have a heart. Satan Yahu doesn't have a heart. He can just openly bombard, kill, massacre, woman, female, children, anything that comes in his way. He gives the instruction. He doesn't see, he's such behind in, you know, those fortified buildings. If you see Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had mentioned more on this word qalb. So it means the essence of it. You know, they say here in one of the masjids here in Lanesia, Khanka Masjid, they say the problem of the heart is the heart of the problem. The problem of the heart is the heart of the problem. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Inna li kulli shayin qalban wa qalbul Quran yasin. In Tirmidhi, this narration is mentioned. Everything has a heart, and the heart of the Quran Sharif is Surah Yasin. Why is the heart called the heart? Just to give you a few. The heart has to deal. Tasarruf. Tasarruf means to deal. Wheel and deal. The heart deals with the brains. That's one reason. Another reason, لِأَنَّهُ يَقْلِبُ الدَّمَ إِلَى الْأَعْضَاءِ. That the heart, it gives, it sends blood to the rest of the body parts. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had mentioned, إِنَّمَا سُمِّيَ الْقَلْبُ إِنَّمَا سُمِّيَ الْقَلْبُ مِنْ تَقَلُّبِهِ. It is called the heart because the heart, it goes from one to the next. It keeps on changing. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in another hadith, it is mentioned in Tirmidhi, it is that the heart is what? مَثَلُ الْقَلْبِ مَثَلُ الْقَلْبِ مَثَلُ الرِّيشَ. The heart is like that of a feather. تَقَلُّبُهَا الرِّيَاحُ بِفَلَاتٍ. The heart is like, it is like a feather. It's blown about by the wind in the desert. Sometimes this way, sometimes it's keep on. It changes all the time. Sometimes this, sometimes that. Sometimes you feel spiritually inclined. Sometimes that we spoke about. If you see Fu'ad, Fu'ad, it is the top part of the heart, the outer part of the heart. And qalb is that inner part of the heart. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if you see in the hadith, it is mentioned in Muslim Sharif, Atakum ahlul Yamani. The people, there came the people of Yemen, whom alyanu quluba, and they have soft hearts. Whom alyanu quluba, soft hearts, wa raqqu af'ida, and tender in terms of their feelings. Al-imanu yamanin, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that al-imanu yamanin, that iman, belief, is that which is there in Yemen. Of course, you have to take out the Shias. Wal-hikmatu yamaniyah, and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said also, that hikmah is with them, with the Yemenis. Ra'sul kufri qibal al-mashriqi, and if you see, the summit of disbelief is towards the east. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also spoke Fu'ad. We spoke about heart, qalb, and Fu'ad is another one. Ma nuthabbitu bihi fu'adak. This is mentioned in Surah Hud, verse 120. There's many verses. You just go to Surah Al-Kahf, verse 28, which speaks about the heart. Wala tuti' وَلَا تُتِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا. Do not obey, follow he whom we have made his heart oblivious of our remembrance. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Surah Ar-Ra'd, verse number 28. Listen, it is with remembrance of Allah that the hearts find peace. So there is many verses of the Quran Majid which speaks of the heart. If you go on and you see, how is it that we can make this heart soft? The remembrance of Allah. We just quoted for you the verse now. Surah Ar-Ra'd, verse number 28. Surah Al-Anfal, Allah Azza wa Jal speaks about how to make this heart alive. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu istajibu lillahi wa lirrasul. O people of Iman, respond to the call of Allah in His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This will give that heart some life. A person came to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he complained of his hard-heartedness, his hard-heartedness rather. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, if you want to soften this heart, then feed the poor and also place your hand on the head of a yatim, of your orphan. This will soften the heart, soften your hearts. There are various other, visit the qabr, visit the qabristan for menfolk. This will soften the heart. This will, there's benefits, much other benefits in this. It will cause tears to flow. It will bring about the remembrance of the akhirah. If you see, there is other scholars, Fudayl ibn Iyad, rahimullah, he mentioned that there's two things which harden the heart. Kathratul nawm, that is sleeping a lot, wa kathratul akl, and that is eating a lot. Two things that hardens the heart. If you know what is the medicine for the heart, Ibrahim al-Khawas, rahimullah, he passed away towards 290 Hijri calendar. He says there's five things. Qira'atul Qur'an bit tadabburi, to recite the Qur'an with pondering over its meanings. Wa khala'ul batni, and to keep the stomach empty. Wa qiyamul layli, to stand in tahajjud. You then making dua. You are supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with humility. And last, wa mujalasatu salihin, and to sit in the company of the pious. Wa mujalatu salihin, and to sit in the company of the pious. There is various other ways, but what's the objective of mentioning to you this, these stanzas? The objective is this heart, this eyes must all be inclined towards Allah Azza wa Jal, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ask ourselves, Ya Allama Busayri rahimullah is tearing, is expressing himself because of his sheer love for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For us, if you see, we are tearing, we are crying for dunyawi losses. Shift this heart towards Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then you will see success, insha'Allah. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Independent and true to you. This is Markaz Sahaba News.